Norton Folgate, Torchwood agent, 1953, London, England. Back end of Beyond, having a bad day.
You know what your problem is, Sonny Jim?
You're about to tell me.
That's your problem.
You just hit me again. Ow.
And you just had to make a fuss about it. Your problem is you're a little bit light on your heels for my liking, if you know what I mean.
I came to warn you, Mr. Mandrake. My employers want you dead. Me, I'm a bit more even-handed.
Is it because of my looks?
No, it definitely isn't. No offence, but gangsters who look like truck drivers, not my thing.
No offence taken. But you know we gotta be careful with your sort, haven't we? Backs to the wall, eh, fellas?
What time is it? Still 1953. Yes, very funny, very good. Ha, and again, ha.
I make a joke. You laugh. Got me?
Ha ha, got you.
Good. Now, any of my lads take your fancy?
Third from the left, roguish charm.
That's Dwight. Now, I'm going to ask you some questions, and you're going to answer them. And if not, you're going to enjoy Dwight's attentions.
Oh, goody.
But not in a way you'd like. Right, Dwight? Your employers, who are they?
Torchwood.
Eh? Is that a pansy bar?
No, it's a... Well, look, we're above the police. We're not the government either, alas.
Spies? Well, we're used to fairies working as spies.
Oh, you lot, you honestly act like you've never met a homosexual before, which, you know, I mean, not being funny, but look at you. Come on. Public school, Borstal, National Service, really? No lonely nights?
Dwight!
Not the face, Dwight. Although, ordinarily... Listen to me, okay? You've bought something. You're using it to rig your gambling tables. I mean, nothing wrong with that. Just... Anyway, point is, you really shouldn't have it. Leaking quantum radiation. You'll all be bald in a fortnight. Customers too, and that's just the start of it. Internal bleeding, liver failure, death. But, and let's not forget, Soho can't quite take seriously a mobster in a toupee.
Why should I take you seriously?
Grab a big lump of your hair and give it a tug.
Ah. You are successful.
Of course. Here. One Cobroid interface, useful. Swapped for Torchwood Object 1. Useless bad luck charm. A silver locket my Aunt Faye wouldn't be seen dead in.
How did you convince them to swap it?
Oh, slipped something into Mandrake's drink, made him think he had radiation sickness. As far as he's concerned, it's been taken for safekeeping by Torchwood.
Torchwood?
Indeed. I'd like to see Mr. Mandrake turning up on their doorstep and demanding his ball back.
Their retaliation is in our interests. The Mandrake organization will be removed by Torchwood. Torchwood will be delighted to think they've accidentally recovered Object One. And the government will be interested to know that Torchwood are involved in London's drugs trade. Meanwhile, we have a clear run at the market. We at the committee have some new products we'd like to test. You've done well.
Don't I know it?
We will inform you of your next assignment.
And with a puff of smoke, Tinkerbell's gone. Oh, well. Oh, if I'm not mistaken, here comes my reward. Dwight, isn't it? How sweet of you to come and see how I am. Would you mind helping me back to my flat? It's just around the corner.